奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考圣经。
In the name of Jesus, I'd like to study the Bible today with everyone.
今天下午要继续来谈谈约伯记里面的一些道理。
And this afternoon, I'd like to study on a few teachings in the book of Job.
我们从苦难中的完全人来看约伯记里面的教训。
To be perfect and righteous in the teachings of the book of Job.
因为约伯记他要告诉我们苦难的意义在哪里。
Because in Job it tells us the significance of being afflicted and to suffer.
约伯记他让我们人可以了解，其实有时候苦难不见得是跟罪有直接关系的。
In the book of Job, it tells us that sometimes a person that suffers does not have a direct connotation with sin.
我们一般很容易把苦难跟罪联系在一起。
Many of us tend to relate being sin to suffering.
所以，通常我们都会从现象、从一个结果去推敲它的原因。
We like to derive a reason for something from that happened.
所以从结果然后去想原因是什么。
We saw the results and we try to see what is the cause or reason behind this.
所以这个人受苦，这个人一定可能很多时候我们都认为他一定哪里有问题。
When a person is suffering or is inflicted, we tend to think that the person has a problem.
是的，这是其中的一个原因。有可能是其中一个原因。
This could be one of the reason.
就是说，苦难不一定跟罪有直接关系。
Affliction does not entirely, it's directly connected to sin.
从约伯的遭遇，我们就可以看到，其实在这整卷书里面，他一直在提到有关于神的荣耀。
From the affliction of Job, the whole time he was mentioning about the glory of God.
所以约伯的苦难最后是让神得荣耀的。
The suffering of Job at the end was to bring glory to God.
但是神得荣耀的同时，这个受苦人他对神有更深入的认识。
And in order for God to be glorified, this person has a deeper understanding of God.
所以苦难会带来一个很重要的效果。
So to suffer brings a great result.
我们先看结果。
Look at the results.
看约伯记42章。
Turn to Job chapter 42.
约伯记四十二章。
Job 42.
第一节。
Verse 1.
约伯回答神说：“我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻。”
Then Job replied to the Lord, "I know that you can do all things. No plan of yours can be thwarted."
第三节说：“谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的是我不明白的，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。”
You ask, "Who is this that obscures my counsel without knowledge? Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know."
求你听我，我要说话。我问你，求你指示我。
You said, "Listen now, and I will speak. I will question you, and you shall answer me."
第五节，我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
My ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you.
这是到了最后，神用几个问题问了约伯以后，约伯他的领悟。
And these are some questions that the Lord has for Job at the end, and he finally come to a realization.
他最后得到一个结论，就是神是全能的神。
He came to a conclusion that God is all almighty and powerful.
神的旨意不能拦阻。
God's will not be obscure.
也就是说，神有绝对的主权。
That means God has the absolute power and authority.
神要做什么就要做，就可以做什么。
If the Lord wanted to execute things, He will carry it out.
神要做一件事情，不需要去跟人先商量。
For God to do something, He did not need to discuss with men.
所以最后约伯他完全认识了神的这两个很重要的特质，对他来说。
So Job had finally come to understand the two attributes of the Lord.
神的全能。
That God is powerful.
以及神的绝对主权，他完全顺服。
And God is the absolute authority, and He has to submit totally.
他之前还没有达到这个程度，对神还没有这个认识之前，他曾经很想要去跟神问个清楚，想要跟神理论。
Before he came to this understanding, many times he wanted to reason and to negotiate with God.
所以他讲了很多话。
He spoke many words.
就是他跟他的朋友约伯跟他的朋友在对话当中，他提出了很多他的不满跟他的质疑。
During his conversation with his three friends, he raised a lot of questions, his doubt and his unjust.
后来等到神跟他回答，跟他问了问题以后，
after the Lord answered him,
他完全不知道那个答案是什么。
He does not know the answer anymore.
所以最后他就跟神这样回答，我之前我讲的话，我不知道我在讲什么。
At the end, he realized that he does not know what he's saying.
我所说的是我不明白的啊，他现在很后悔他当时对神有这样的一个意念。
The things that he spoke, he did not understand, and he regret that he had these mindset at the time.
所以最后呢，第六节说，因此我就厌恶自己在尘土和炉灰中懊悔了。
Therefore, at the end, in verse 6, it says, "Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes."
也就是说，他对他之前呢、对神的误解，跟他对自己 对自己的无知、他求神赦免、他一直很后悔他做了这些事，说了这些话。
And he, at the end, he regret his own ignorance and his misunderstanding of the Lord, and he was beating himself down with the words that he spoke.
那这个是他来到这有这样一个结论，是他经过苦难之后所达到的效果了。
To come to a conclusion is the suffering that he has gone through and to came to this conclusion.
所以这个苦难让约伯真的成为完全了。
This affliction that Job went through has made him a complete and perfect person.
他现在不会想要再去问神说，到底你要给我一个原因，给我说明一下，如果你跟我说了，我就接受了。
He does not see the need to seek for an answer from the Lord, and whatever the Lord has spoke, he will accept.
最后，他都完全没有想要再去问那个原因的了。
At the end, he does not see the need to have a reason with God.
所以其实约伯他从头到尾都不知道为什么他当初会经历这些一般人都想不到的苦难。
From the beginning until the end, Job could not comprehend how could he suffer the affliction that he has to go through.
但是他已经可以接受，他已经觉得不需要再问原因的了。
But he come to the conclusion that he can accept and he does not need a reason for it.
因为他从开始就很清楚，这些患难都是从神来的。
Because from the beginning he come to realize that this affliction comes from God.
只是那个时候他心里面有点不平，他很想要去找神问清楚。
It's right from the beginning he felt a lot of injustice in his heart and he wanted to seek an answer from the Lord.
我们 看一下当时候约伯的这个心情，他的苦难，他当时候面对苦难的时候他很想要问神。
We can see the mentality of Job at that time in his suffering, he wanted to seek an answer from God.
我们现在看约伯记第23章。
Job chapter 23.
约伯记23章。
Job 23.
第三节。
Verse
3. 这是当时候约伯他的一个心境，他说，唯愿我能知道在哪里可以寻见神，能到他的台前，我就在他面前将我的案件陈明，满口辩白。
If only I knew where to find him, if only I could go to his dwelling, I would state my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments.
好，看，跳过去看第七节。
Look at verse 7.
他说，在他那里正直人可以与他辩论，这样我必永远脱离那审判我的。
There's an upright man could present this, his case before me, before him, and I would be delivered forever from my judge.
这个就是当时约伯他想要知道，他想要到神面前去把他的案件、跟神问个明白。
At that time, Job wanted to know. He wanted to present his case to God.
因为他认为正直人应该可以在神面前、辩白，然后、神应该给他一个交代。
Because he thought that an upright man could present his case to God, and God will give him an answer.
可是经过苦难之后，他后来就没有这个想法了。
But after he went through the suffering, he did not have such a thought.
你看，我们今天每一个人，我们遇到苦难的时候，通常我们最困难接受就是，为什么会这样子事情发生在我们的身上？
Many of us who went through suffering, we often think that why is such a thing happening to us?
圣经告诉我们，遇到苦难的时候，我们要思想。
The Bible tells us that when we face affliction and suffering, we have to ponder and meditate.
那我们人如果在顺境的时候要喜乐。
When we're going through good times, we have to rejoice.
这个在传道书的第七章，我们看一下。
Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 17.
传道书的第七章第十四节
Verse 14
传道书在箴言后面传道书七章十四节
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse
十四节
14
遇亨通的日子你当喜乐遭患难的日子你当思想因为神使这两样并列为的是叫人查不出身后有什么事
When times are good be happy When times are bad considerGod has made the one as well as the other. Therefore, a man cannot discover anything about his future.
这里就告诉我们说，我们人在世上会有亨通的日子，也会有患难的日子。
It tells us that man on earth will have good times and bad times.
碰到亨通的时候，就当然喜乐喽。他每个人都可以做到的。
When we are going through good times, it's very natural to be joyful because we are in the good times.
但是在患难的日子，有时候我们就很难思想了，很难去反省检讨了。
But when times are bad, it is hard for us to ponder or to consider.
一般来说，我们很自然的反应就是先去，如果是我们信神的，想要先去问神为什么。
Very naturally, if we believe in God, we wanted to ask why.
我们会想很多很多的原因呢。
We'll come up with many reasons.
那通常我们都想要去明白神的旨意。
We wanted to try to understand God's will.
我们每一个敬畏神的人。一定都会认为说，如果神跟我们说原因，那就是要我们受苦，我们就甘愿，那就没问题了，我们就知道神会帮助我们，就没事了。
For those who fear God, we know that if God wants us to go through suffering, we have to learn to accept and submit, and we know that things will be better.
但是问题就是，常常我们想要问神原因的时候，神都没有跟我们讲，他闭口不言。
Most of the time, when we ask for an answer from God, He did not speak of anything.
所以通常我们在苦难当中，我们就会觉得心里面很不平，很不安，因为我们会猜想很多很多原因，是不是哪里我做错了，所以神这样对待我。
And because of when we don't get an answer, and many a times we ask why, we have a very unsettled heart, and we keep pondering why it happened.
那但是从约伯记里面我们看到这样一个事实。
But from the book of Job, we saw a fact.
当时候约伯他真的是在神面前是。义人他是完全正直远离恶事的
In the eyes of God, Job is a righteous man. He's a man who departs from evil and do all things right.
他其实我们可以从他的生活里面看到他这个人他非常谨言慎行就是说他小心他的话语他很注意他自己的行为
And we can see from his ways that he's a man who is very careful with his words and with his ways.
不只是他自己本身包括他的家人他的仆人他身边的所有的人他都要确定他们是敬畏神远离恶事哦。
And not only himself, but his family, his servants, they're all people who seek the example of departing from evil.
但是就是这样子他的灾难突然之间一起来到了。
And because of that, the tragedy happened in an instant to everyone.
就是一天之内他的所有的财产就都失落了。
So in a day, his property and his possessions has gone.
然后接下去，他的十个孩子同一天死掉了。
And his 10 children had died on the same day.
我们从约伯记第一章，从第六节开始到第十二节，我们就知道那个灾难的原因就是神把约伯他所有的都交在这个撒旦的手上。
In Job chapter 1, verse 1 to 12, we can see that why it happened is because God entrusted what happened to the hands of Satan.
约伯他真的搞不清楚什么事情会这样子发生呢?
And Job could not understand why such things happened.
第十三节
Verse 13.
是有一天他说他的儿女们都在他们的大哥的家里面吃饭喝酒。
One day when Job's sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house.
这个是按照日期他们这些孩子们就定期聚会。
As usual, they all gathered together.
那所以对约伯来说，他的孩子这样子和睦同居，他自己也觉得很欣慰。
And to Job, his children are living together harmoniously, and he felt very comfortable.
就在同一天。
But But on the very same day,
从第十四节开始
from verse 14,
到第十九节
to verse 19,
一连四次四个人来报消息
a chain of four, news was being reported.
第一个从十四节到十五节
first news was 14 to 15.
他的牛他的驴被示巴人忽然闯来把他们掳去、啊、把牲畜掳去然后仆人被杀只有一个人逃出来报告消息
The oxen and the donkeys were being slaughtered and attacked by Sabians and only one servant survived to come back and bring back the news
这是人祸这是从外面来的 抢劫杀人呢、啊、
This is external factors that they encounter that people attack from attacking them from the outside
这个仆人话还在讲
As the servant was speaking,
这个约伯还搞不清楚、啊、怎么会这样子？到底是那些人是怎么会这么残忍
？And Job was still trying to understand the situation, and why are these people so cruel?
十六节说
，verse 16,
又有另外一个仆人跑来了。
And then another messenger came and report.
他说，神从天上降下火来，把群羊跟仆人都烧灭了，剩下一个跑来报消息。
The fire of God fell from sky and burned up the sheep and servants, and he's the only one to escape to tell Job.
这一次这个灾难是从天上来的，是天灾。
This time the calamity comes from the heavens and that brought down.
这个火从神那里下来。
And the fire came down from God.
就把他的羊都烧掉了。
And it burned all the sheep.
哇，那当时那里就是一大堆那个烤羊肉了。
It'll be all like barbecue lamb.
真的，那里全部都烧光光了，七千头羊全部烧掉了。
Everything was burned up, and
你要想那时候的场面了哈。
We can imagine what the situation was like.
那个仆人吓得跑来报消息。
The servant was so terrified and came to report the news.
那第二个仆人还在讲话。
And the second servant was still speaking.
现在再跑来第三个仆人。
And then the third messenger came.
这个仆人来说，加勒底人分作三队，忽然闯来。把骆驼都掳走了，把仆人也都杀了，剩下我一个跑过来。
The Chaldeans formed three raiding parties and swept down the camels and carried them, and he was the only one survive.
这个就是另外一个人祸，是又是一个抢劫杀人的。
Another human tragedy of how he was being robbed and killed.
他来报告的时候，那两个仆人先前来的两个仆人也都在现场啊。
And while the third messenger was reporting, the two other servants were right there.
这个时候，这三个仆人一定听到都傻眼了。
The three servants were very shocked.
这事情怎么会这样子呢
？How would such things happen?
好，接下来另外一个仆人，第四个来了。
And then the fourth messenger came.
他说：“你的孩子们在他们大哥家吃饭喝酒的时候，忽然之间狂风从旷野刮来，击打房屋的四角，房屋就倒塌。”压在少年人身上，他们全都死了，剩下我一个跑出来。
Your sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house, where suddenly a mighty wind swept in from the desert, and they were dead.
这是又是另外一次天灾。
That's another calamities.
就是风来把房子压吹倒了。
Which the mighty wind came and knocked the whole house down.
十个儿女全都死掉了。
All the 10 children sons and daughters died.
这四次的消息。
These are four terrible news.
也就是说，当第一个消息来的时候，约伯他都还来不及撕裂衣服，第二个消息就马上到了。
Goes to show the first news that arrived, Job had not a chance to tear off his own clothes. The second news came.
现在四个人报告四件灾祸。
The four messengers came with four bad news.
听完之后，他所有的他该有的也都已经失落了，已经没有什么可。再损失的了。
All the things that he once have, it's all gone.
所以第二十节，这个时候约伯起来，他说：“撕裂外袍，剃了头，伏在地上下拜。”
Verse 20, at this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground in worship.
这个时候，他是这些动作在表明他心里面当时候到底是多忧伤呢？
And these actions that he did was to show how sorrowful he was.
他是俯伏在地上向神下拜。
He fell to the ground in worship to God.
第二十一节说：“我赤身出母胎，也必赤身归回。赏赐的是主，收取的也是主。主的名是应当称颂的。”
21 and said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb; naked I will depart. The Lord give, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised."
约伯这句话，基本上我们现在大概很难有人在说出来。当我们面对他类似的灾难的时候
，These words are very difficult for people nowadays to recite when they face through calamities and suffering.
他现在想到的是，他本来就是空空来到世界。
He start to think that he came to this world being naked.
他所拥有的这一切都是神给他的。
Everything that he possessed comes from God.
他现在认为这是从神给的，现在神一夜之间把他全部都收走了。
And he realized what the Lord gave in one instant night, the Lord take everything away.
好，所以他说他想到说，那最后我是要赤身归回，所以这个就好像还没有死以前，先经历什么叫做赤身，什么都没有，失落一切的那个结果，先尝一尝了。
He tasted what it feels like to even before he depart from this world, that he came to this world without anything.
我们知道，当我们要离世的时候。我们所拥有的一切，我们都要放下来，就是我们什么也带不走。
We know that before we depart this earth, we whatever we have, we cannot bring it with us.
哦，所以我们赤身出母胎，我们最后要回天家的时候，我们也是一样是双手空空，我们不能够带什么走了。
Naked we came to this world, and we know that the day we depart, there's nothing we can bring with us when we depart from the world.
身外之物，这些财物，没有一项能够带走的。
All the possessions and the things we own is something that we cannot bring with us.
所以约伯他体会到啊，人生很多的追求，其实最后真的是一场空了。
Job understand that everything that we pursue in this life, it will boils down to being to emptiness when we depart from the world.
那时候的约伯，你看他有十个儿女都长大了。
At that time, Job has his sons and daughters were all grown up.
他有很多的财富。
He has a lot of wealth and possessions.
他在他所住的乌斯地啊，是被人尊崇的，很有地位的有力人士。
The land in the land of Uz that he dwelled in is highly respectable by people.
他其实，在众人眼中是一个大善人的。
He was a kind man in the eyes of many.
但是他最后他觉得说，其实这些他都不能带走。
But he came to realize that all these things that he has, he cannot bring with him.
那这些其实都是神事先给他的。
These are things that God has given him.
现在神收走了。
But God has took them away.
他只能够感谢神。
All he could do is to give thanks to God.
让他曾经拥有过，但是现在神都把他收回去，他什么都没有。
That he once experienced how it's like to have them, and now God has took them away.
他还是一样在称颂神。
And he still continued to give thanks and praise God.
他心里一定很忧伤。
In his heart, he is very sorrowful.
但是他知道这是出于神的。
But he knows all these things come from God.
因为哪有那么巧，所有的事情就一天发生了。
How can such all four news, bad news happen coincidentally in one day?
这如果没有神，怎么会？如果不是出于神，怎么可能发生呢
？If it's not from God, how could such things happen?
所以从一开头，约伯就知道。他就认为这是出于神的。
Right from the beginning, Job realized all these things comes from God.
他完全没有去想说这是魔鬼在搞捣蛋。
He did not think that these are the tricks of the Satan.
我们现在后面的人看圣经，我们知道啊，这个就是魔鬼撒旦在伤害他的。
Because we read the Bible, we can tell that these are how the harm that Satan wanted to inflict on Job.
可是当时候约伯都不知道。
But Job did not know at that time.
他只知道这个一定是从神来的。
He just knew that this comes from God.
啊，事实也是这样子啊。
And but this is the fact.
因为是神说把约伯所有的都交在撒旦的手上。
Because God allows whatever job Job has into the hands of Satan.
所以这个执行是由撒旦来执行的。
But Satan execute these things.
我们就看到这个撒旦很残忍。
You can see how Satan is very cruel.
哦，一点都。不会觉得可惜或有怜悯呢、啊。
He has no heart of empathy and mercy.
但是你看，每一个灾难都留下一个人出来报消息。
He leave a survivor for each bad news to report the news.
那这一件事情应该是啊，神特别要求的。
And these are something that God has required.
也就是说，这个消息一定要最后要让约伯知道吧。
The news has to be brought forth to Job.
好，所以现在约伯他。经历的这么样一个苦难，这是连续四项大苦难。
Job has to experience and undergo four great news.
圣经特别说，约伯在面对这一切的事上，他并没有犯罪。
And the Bible states that after all these things that he went through, he did not sin.
特别交代说，他不以神为愚妄。
He He did not consider God as foolish.
也就是说，他不认为是神做错事的。
He did not to say that he did not he did not consider God had done the wrong thing.
你看，今天我们有时候遇到一些事情，我们都会认为说，哎，神，你是不是搞错了？
Sometimes when we encounter such certain things, we always often felt that God has made a mistake.
我们人会搞错的。
Man can make mistakes.
哦，有时候你看医生啊，那个医生把那个病人的名字搞错了。
When you see a doctor, the doctor can mistaken the name, the patient's name.
我听到一个朋友他在讲，他去身体检查，被宣判得癌症了。
I have a friend who went to seek help from the doctor, and he was diagnosed with cancer.
然后他去医生检查，哎，那一天是去检查，他说他有癌症，他一接到这个消息的时候，他很惊讶哈。
And when he went and received the news, he was very astonished.
那因为他做了检查哈，那个他也当然也有抽血啊，做什么检查都有。现在我们都相信医生所讲的是对的，所以说，哇，他现在有癌症了，他就心里面就那、啊、接下来怎么办呢
？He did all kind of blood tests and checkup, and he believed in what the doctor said that he has cancer, and now his next step is to decide what to do.
然后这个报告书来送给他了。
The report came and sent it to him.
啊，他就想说完蛋了，那人生下一步要怎么办呢
？He felt his life was over.And wanted to see what the next step is.
结果哈，他说他还好，他有一个习惯，他以前做什么事，他都有一个记录，他会去对照他所做的。
Because he had a tendency to record the things he's done in the past.
有一天晚上，他在那边电脑桌前面，在那边看他自己的这些报告的时候。
So at the during the night, he went to look at his previous record in the computer.
他想说哦，再把这个报告看清楚一点好了。
He wanted to look at the report more carefully.
明明，因为他是一个男的啊，这样说，哎，这个报告是他的，写他的名字哈，是写他的名字啊。
And he looked at his name and on the report.
啊，结果，哎，这个报告说他是女性啊。
But on the report, it states the gender is a female.
我是男的，怎么会这边搞写成是女的呢？
He said, "I'm a male, but the report claims that it's a female."
我当时我搞错了吗？他以为他自己搞错了哈。
He thought he was the one that made a mistake.
结果不是他搞错，是医生搞错的。
But at the end, later, he did not make a mistake. The doctor made a mistake.
他是同一个 last name， 同一个 first name。
He has the same first and last name as the other person.
但是中间的那个中间的 middle name 是不一样的。
But they have a different middle name.
他们同一天去做检查。
And both of them went to check up on the same day.
到同一个医生那边去。
They went to the same doctor.
然后就去检查出来的报告。
And they all have their report from the checkup.
就把那个另外一个女的的报告把它送来给他了。
So they sent the report of the female to him.
他看到快吓死了。
And he saw it. He was in shock.
结果发现是医生弄错的。
And he
这不是他的报告。
He realized the doctor made a mistake because that is not his report.
啊，所以他后来发现不是他有癌症。
And then he realized that he did not have cancer.
所以其实我们人很容易出错的。有时候即使像这么重要的事情都可能搞错哦。
Men tend to make a mistake, especially if even if it's something so serious.
哦，所以当时候约伯他遇到这样的一个灾难的时候。
When Job faced such affliction and trials,
他说他不以神为欲望，就是说他不认为神会做错事的。
He said that he did not consider God as foolish as somebody who made a mistake.
所以他很小心去约束他自己的心，面对苦难的时候，他不敢随便去评论神。
He's very careful to guard his own heart that he did not give any judgment or critical comments on God.
今天我们有时候很容易随便去评论神啊，神你怎么这样子？你怎么那样？
Today we tend to be very critical of how God would do this and do that.
我们要小心。
We have to be very careful.
约伯他说他并不犯罪，表示说他不会随便去评论神的作为。
And Job that had said that he will not sin and he did not give critical comments to God.
他抓住一个重点。
He had hold on to a very important point.
赏赐的是神。
That God gives.
收取的也是神。
And God takes away.
所以神。他可以赐给我们恩典，他最后可以把它收回去，我们一句话都不能说了。
God gave us blessings at the end, he He will take it away, and there's nothing we can say.
所以耶伯都没有问神为什么。
So Job did not ask God why.
他也没有说为什么是我，这些事情为什么不发生在别人身上，怎么发生在我的身上呢？
He did not murmur and said why such things happen to me and not to other people.
那所以你看，一个敬畏神的人，一个所谓的完全正直，他对神的这个认识一定要深入的。
A person who is perfect and upright and being righteous has a very deep understanding of the Lord.
有时候今天我们会犯错，就是因为我们对神误解。
Today, if we made we commit wrongdoing, it's because we have a misunderstanding towards God.
有时候我们人会自以为聪明。
Men tend to think that they're very smart.
但其实我们自以为聪明，结果就是误解神。
Because of our own intelligence, we misinterpret and misunderstand God.
好。这件事情，这四个灾祸，耶伯他都站住了。
So Job has withstand these four calamities.
那在第一章的第十二节特别说
，In chapter 1 verse 12，
神特别跟撒旦交代的。
God specially talked to Satan.
他说：“凡他所有的都在你的手中，但是不可以伸手加害他。”
The Lord said to Satan, "Very well, then, everything he has is in your hands, but on the man himself, do not lay a finger."
所以就是约伯所有的表示他的财物，他身外之物，撒旦都可以看怎么做就怎么做了。
Everything means that all his wealth, his possessions, Satan can do whatever he wants.
但是撒旦不能够去碰到约伯。
But he cannot lay a finger on Job.
那这一次我们就看到约伯他是有妻子的哦，他的太太啊。
We see Job has wives.
耶伯他面对这个灾难的时候，他的太太在旁边呢。
When he was facing through affliction, his wife is beside him.
太太也是一句话都没有讲。
The wife did not say anything.
也是默默的承受，他的十个儿女都死了。
And she also accept that his her daughters and sons have died.
本来很富足，现在变成一无所有了。
And previously they're wealthy, and now they have nothing.
现在约伯的妻子跟约伯站在同一个立场。
So Job's wife and him stand on the same side.
所以这个夫妻一体啊，这里我们就看到神所说的他所有的，表示这个妻子是跟耶伯连在一起是一体的，所以这个撒旦不能够去碰到耶伯的太太啊。
And because they're of one body and as agree, Satan cannot lay a finger on them.
好，接下来第二章
，Chapter Two，
事情继续发展下去。
The things have progressed.
第二章第一节说，又有一天
，Chapter 2 verse 1，
神的众子还是一样侍立在神面前，撒旦也来在其中了。
On another day, the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came.
神也是一样去问撒旦说，哎，你是从哪里来的
？And the Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?"
好，撒旦从地上来，往返而来。
From roaming through the earth and going back and forth.
第三节，撒旦神问撒旦说，你曾用心观察我的仆人耶伯没有？
The Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job?"
好，地上再没有人像他这样完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事了。
There's no one on earth like him to be blameless and upright.
他说：“你虽然激动我攻击他，无故地毁灭他，他仍然持守他的纯正。
And though you incite me against him to ruin him without any reason."
这里这句神讲的这句话，就让我们了解约伯他这些苦难是无故的，就是没有理由的了。
And these words that tells us that what Job suffered it's very in vain and he's innocent.
这四件灾祸是神从神来的攻击，没有错。
These calamities and attack comes from God.
神的这个，我们用攻击这个字眼，好像哇，神怎么这样子？这样好像不太对吧
？We use the word attack. It seems unreasonable.
但是因为神他同意，所以由撒旦来执行，所以撒旦执行起来的时候，哇，就很残忍的了。
God has agreed, but Satan execute the attacks, and that's why it seems very inhuman.
可是约伯仍然持守住他的纯正。
But Job continued to keep his to be blameless and upright.
那这个就是说，哎，神给约伯一个突然之间的考试，哎，约伯现在考试通过了。
And to say that God has given him a test, and he has passed the test.
所以无故的，就是说没有理由的。
It means it's so innocent that there's no reason for him to suffer.
只是要证明约伯他敬畏神、远离恶事，不是为了要得到神的祝福，不是有什么目的。
It's to prove that him being a blameless and righteous man is not to have a purpose.
好，撒旦听完神这样讲以后。
When Satan heard what God said,
第四节
verse 4,
他说人以皮代皮，情愿舍弃一切所有的保全生命。
Skin for skin, Satan replied, a man will give all he has for his own life.
所以意思是说，那当然了，约伯他身体都没好好的，他所以他会敬畏你，这理所当然的了。
Satan was trying to prove the point that because he's in a normal form in flesh, and that's very natural for him to worship you.
我们就知道这个撒旦很坏哈。
You can see how bad and evil Satan is.
这个撒旦就是控告者，就是抵挡的意思。
He's the accuser and he opposes.
撒旦这个专门在攻击属神的人，专门在控告神的选民。
He's always attacking God's people and accusing them.
所以你看，早一开始在创世纪第三章，一开始的这个撒旦。也是攻击亚当夏娃。
Right from the beginning in Genesis, Satan also accused and attacked Adam and Eve.
哎，结果夏娃就被骗了。
And the, as a result, Eve was deceived.
她守不住神给她交代那个命令。
She could not keep the commandment God has told her.
但这一次，哎，约伯撑住了，他对这个苦难他没有被影响。
But Job had kept the commandment, and he was not affected.
但是现在这个。撒旦要进一步的说，第五节。
And Satan went on further to say,
你且伸手伤他的骨头和他的肉，他必当面弃掉你。
Stretch out your hand and strike his flesh and bone, and he will surely curse you to your face.
第六节。
Verse six.
神就对撒旦说，他在你手中，只要存留他的性命。
The Lord said to Satan, very well, then he is in your hands, but you must spare his life.
这里这次神给约伯第二次的考试。
This is the second test that God has given to Job.
因为现在撒旦想要伤约伯他的身体了。
Now Satan wants to harm Job's body.
他认为当一个人肉体痛苦的时候，他就会离开神。
He felt that if a person suffered physically in his flesh, that person would depart from God.
那其实我们也知道，这个撒旦他当然他是控告者，不过也说明。撒旦他并不完全了解约伯了。
Even though Satan can be the accuser, he does not truly understand Job.
神对约伯的认识是完全的。
God truly knows, God recognizes and truly understands Job.
撒旦当然我们看到他是会控告，有时候也说明撒旦其实他不是全知的啦，他不是什么都知道。
And we see how Satan likes to accuse, and he does not know the complete understanding of everything.
所以他跟神还是不一样的。
There's still a difference between him and God.
所以神现在跟撒旦说，好，他在你手中，你只要存留他的性命，就是不能让他死。
And God again entrusts into Job's into the hands of Satan and said, you can do anything but keep his life.
现在第二个阶段的苦难来了。
This is the second part of the affliction.
就是针对约伯他自己这个人，他的肉体。
To tackle the physical flesh of Job.
第七节。
Verse seven.
撒旦从神面前退去以后，就击打约伯，使他从脚掌到头顶长毒疮。
And Satan went from the presence of the Lord and afflict Job with painful sores from the soles of his feet to the top of his head.
结果约伯就坐在炉灰中，拿瓦片刮身体啊。
Then Job took a piece of broken pottery and scraped himself with it as he sat among the ashes.
这个从脚底到头顶全身都长满毒疮，表示说他体无完肤啊。
From the sole of his feet to the top of his head, he was in pain.
那就是会痛、会痒、会难过，坐也不是，站也不是，不知道怎么办。
Seems like he was in pain a lot that he could not stand or walk or sit.
你看，如果今天我们身上长了一个什么不该长的东西，我们就很难过，要小心保护，不要被感染啊。
Today,
不要去发炎啊，我们都很小心啊。
Today, if we have such a sore on our flesh, we pay very close attention to it in order not to get it inflamed and took care of it.
但是约伯他全身通通都是啊。
But the whole body of Job was in pain.
坐在炉灰当中，用瓦片刮身体，也不管他有没有卫生啊，就是这样子了，不要痛就好。
He scraped himself with the pottery and sat among the ash, and he did not care whether it was clean or hygienic.
他绝对不会因为这样感染死掉。
He will not die because of this.
因为神已经讲好了，他不会死的。
Because God had reassured that he will not die.
魔鬼也只能够上他的肉体。
The Satan could only attack his physical flesh.
这个人的生命掌握在神手上的。
But the life lies in the hands of God.
神没有说可以死，他就不会死。
If God did not say the person would die, the person would live.
所以这个时候，第九节。
So at that time in verse 9,
约伯的妻子是好好的，他肉体是并没有生病啊。
His wife was in good condition and she was not sick.
但这个时候，约伯的妻子他就讲话了。
But at this time the wife spoke.
他对约伯说：“你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神死的吧。”
Are you still holding on to your integrity? Curse God and die.
这个时候，这个约伯的妻子啊，他认为约伯到了这个地步，他还要这样子敬畏神啊，没什么意思。他说：“你干脆死掉算了。”
The wife felt at that point, why is Job still worshiping God, and he should just curse God and die?
其实约伯的妻子，她身体好好的呢。
Job's wife was in good condition in her body.
可是她为什么会讲这句话呢
？Why did she have to say such things?
她讲的话其实对约伯来说是一个很大的受伤，很伤的了。
What she said was very hurtful to Job.
所以我们在第二章看到约伯他第一章里面四个苦难之后，到第二章目前为止又加两个苦难了。
And we see chapter 1 that there's four afflictions, and in chapter 2 there's added two more.
第五个苦难就是他现在身体生病，全身长毒疮。
The fifth affliction was his body was with sores all over.
第五个苦难就是现在他的妻子跟他讲这句话。
And the fifth affliction was the words coming out from his wife.
他的妻子讲要说你干脆死掉算了。
The wife said, "Why don't you just curse God and die?"
不要再持守你的纯正了啦！神这样子对待你，你还有什么好敬拜的
？Why are you still holding on to your integrity? Look what God has treated you.
但是约伯第十节跟他妻子说，他说你讲话怎么像这个愚顽的妇人一样呢？怎么可以讲这种话
？And Job's answer to his wife was, "You're talking like a foolish woman."
他说，难道我们从神手里得福，不也可以受灾祸吗
？Shall we accept good from God and not trouble?
所以说，当时候约伯他认为这些毒疮、这些灾祸，神可以给我们、啊、神可以给我福气，也可以给你灾祸，这很自然、啊、没有什么好奇怪的、啊。
And Job figured out that it was very natural that if God can inflict sore on the human body, God can give us blessing and He can also take away.
也就是说，用我们现在的话说，神可以给我们健康，也可以让我们生病、生重病。
So in other words, God can give us health, good health, and God can cause us to be sick.
所以在健康的时候感谢神。
When we're in good health, we give thanks to God.
在生病、在重病好像没有医的这个情况之下，还是感谢神。
But if we're sick and in suffering from our illnesses, we still continue to give thanks to God.
因为我们了解这个一定也是出于神的。
Because we have to understand this all comes from God.
约伯他就是这样认识的。他说神可以给我们祝福，他也可以给我们灾祸。
This is how Job come to understanding that if God can give us good, He can also give us trouble.
最后在一切事上，约伯并不以口犯罪。
So in all this, Job did not sin in what he said.
那我们就看到，哎，其实今天，你看我们如果更认识神以后，我们现在对我们所遭遇的一切事情，我们就会小心的去分辨，我们不敢随便乱讲话了。
So because of this, today when we believe in God, we have to discern things in our life and will not say things carelessly.
那我们现在看一看这个约伯的妻子。
Now we shall look at Job's wife.
丈夫跟妻子是一体的。
Husband and wife are one body.
第一次魔鬼来撒旦来攻击的时候，约伯的妻子都没有事。
The first time Satan attacked, Job's wife was, she was safe.
但第二次约伯的妻子就被包括在里面了。
But the second time, includes Job's wife.
因为妻子就是丈夫骨中的骨。肉中的肉，这是亚当当时候对夏娃所讲的话。
Because wife is supposed to be bone of the bone, flesh of the flesh, just the words of Adam to Eve.
所以现在撒旦要求要攻击约伯的骨头跟他的肉。
And now Satan requests to inflict pain on Job's flesh.
所以这个时候，魔鬼其实已经准备要对约伯的太太下手了。
And we can see how Satan has start to touch on Job's wife.
可是当时候约伯的妻子她还没有这个警觉，她不知道的。
But she has no, she was not alert and she did not know.
等到 约伯他的妻子对约伯讲了这句话以后
，After the words was spoken from his wife to Job，
这一句愚顽的话，就是说你讲了这个，你死掉算了，为什么还要持守你的纯正？这句话其实就是中了魔鬼的攻击所讲出的话语了。
And these words that she said。That sounds foolish is to fall into the tricks of the Satan.
我们就看到魔鬼的攻击有时候不见得是让我们肉体直接受苦。
Sometimes we see the trap of Satan is not to physically inflict pain in our flesh.
他的魔鬼的攻击有时候就是要让我们对神失落信心的。
But the attack is to cause us to lose faith in God.
让我们误解了神的旨意了。
That we might misunderstood God's will.
所以其实。约伯的妻子所讲的话，那是中魔鬼诡计所讲出来的话语。
The word spoken from Job's wife has fallen into the trap that Satan planned.
你看，我们如果比较起来，第一次他的十个儿女都死掉，那个时候的创伤，跟现在约伯全身生疮的这个苦难，哪一个比较巨大呢？
Which one is greater, the loss of his children, his 10 sons and daughters?Or his physical painful wounds that's on his body.
对一个母亲来说
to a mother,
我们今天如果我们儿女在受苦
if our children are suffering,
跟我们自己的先生，我们做姐妹的，我们自己先生在生病
or our husbands are sick.
你看做妈妈的，她会比较关心谁？
So as a mother, who do you care more?
很自然的，这个母亲的天性，她一定会比较关心这个孩子。
Very naturally, a mother tend to care more for their children.
这个先生还好吧，对不对
？If the husbands are still okay.
如果先生不行，他说你是男的，这个丈夫应该勇敢啊。
They will say that as a man, you have to be brave.
所以很自然的，这个做母亲的，他对孩子都特别关心。所以为什么我们妈妈一有孩子的时候，整个注意力都放在儿女身上了
？And mother tend to pay more attention in their children, and when something happened to them, they focus more on them.
这个做妈妈的，她当时候很坚强。
As a mom, she was very strong at the time.
就是她，这个是在对神有信心的时候，她能够撑得住。
This is when she still had faith and she can still withhold the strength from God.
现在，她面对接下去她的丈夫生病这件事情了。
But now she encountered how her husband has been sick.
她现在就已经没有办法跟她的丈夫同心了。
She no longer are in the same heart and same mind as her husband.
她对神的信靠松动了。
She has been shaken in her faith towards God.
她现在开始怀疑神的这个公义、神的慈爱了。
She started to doubt God's justice and God's great love.
我们这么好，就是约伯他的好，其实他的太太都有份的。
And all the good things that they have done, which the wife has a part in.
但是怎么现在神让我们遇到这样的事情
？Why is it that we have to encounter such things from God？
她认为没有意思的，干脆死掉了。
She felt there was no purpose in life, and they should just die.
她不是说她自己死掉，她说约伯你死掉算了。
She actually told Job to curse himself and die.
这句话其实是从魔鬼来的。
These words come from the devil.
就是她被魔鬼攻击之后所讲出来的，要去让约伯更受伤的话语啦。
These are the words that was attacked from the Satan into her words, and to cause more hurt to Job.
我们弟兄姊妹，我们要小心。
As brother and sister, we have to be careful.
有时候我们如果讲出了一些没有信心的话语
，the words sometimes spoken out without faith.
或者是我们讲出了一些去伤害别人信心的话
，or things that we hurt others with words of no faith.
可能我们这些话语就是得罪神了。
These words will go against God and offend God. And these are words that God does not delighted.
很有可能是从魔鬼来的攻击的。
These could be the attack coming from Satan.
那这个时候我们一定要警醒。
This moment we have to be alert and vigilant.
不要让我们成为魔鬼的工具。
We should not be used as a tool for Satan.
所以当时候，这个约伯他很清楚啊。
At that time, Job is very clear.
他马上就责备他的妻子，他说：“你怎么可以讲话像愚顽的妇人一样
？”Immediately he rebuked his wife and said, "Why are you, why are you talking like a foolish woman?"
他要他的妻子要一个正确的观念。
He wanted his wife to have a clear mindset.
我们可以从手里面，从神手上得祝福，也可以受灾祸。
We can accept the good from God and also the trouble.
现在神要我生病，没有话讲。
If God wants me to be sick, I have nothing to say.
所以在这些事情上，约伯他都没有一口犯罪。
So in all these things, Job did not sin in what he said.
到目前为止，约伯 他真的是在行为上，在敬畏神这件事情上完全没有无可指责的。
So in all his ways and in all his words, Job was blameless.
他通过了神给他的考试了。
He has passed the test that God has given him.
所以其实那个撒旦是错看了约伯。
So Satan has
他误会，他搞错了，他把约伯看错了。
Satan has misjudged or considered Job in his he did not have a good understanding of Job.
约伯其实他让神得荣耀了。
And Job has bring glory to God.
所以后面天上发生的事情就没有记录了哈。但是我们知道那个魔鬼没有话可以讲了。
And then other things that recorded after this, but Satan has no nothing to say anymore.
约伯真的是神眼中看为的完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事的义人呢。
He was indeed a Job was indeed a righteous man, blameless and perfect in the eyes of God.
好，现在约伯的苦难呢，我们到目前为止看到，哇，他站得很稳呢。面对苦难的时候站得很稳。
We can see that in the midst of his suffering, he was able to stand firm.
他一直都很小心他自己的嘴巴。
He was very careful in his own words.
他不敢随便评论神在他身上的作为。
He did not open his words to judge or say anything about God's work or wonder on him.
第二章十一节，约伯的三个朋友，他们听到约伯所遭遇的。
So in chapter 2, verse 11, Job's three friends heard about what happened to Job.
他们说，他们这三个朋友呢，个人就从本处约会同来，要为他悲伤，安慰他。
And they set forth their home and met together in order to sympathize him and comfort him.
也就是说，他们就讲好了，同一时间来到约伯的地方，要来看看他，要来安慰他。啊，现在怎么这么凄惨呢？
They all met up and talked about it.To come and see how pitiful Job was.
这个是三个好朋友哦。
These are his three friends, three good friends.
那第十二节说
，Verse 12，
他们远远的举目观看，认不出他来了。
When they saw him from a distance, they could hardly recognize him.
也就是说，经过这个病痛的折磨，约伯已经整个人变形了。
From this torment of the illnesses, Job had changed to look very different.
你看约伯以前是。很有地位的，坐在城门口的，现在他现在真的像乞丐，比乞丐还不如了。
Used to be a very reputable man of high status, and now he turned out to be like a beggar.
狗来舔他的毒疮。
The dogs will come and lick his sore.
所有人都远离他了。
People have distanced themselves from him.
因为身上长毒疮很臭的。
Those who have sores are very
不能洗澡。
Has a foul smell and they cannot shower or bath.
所以现在没有人要在路边。就在那边等死啊！
No one wants to touch him, and he was just sitting there.
所以他们认不出约伯了，他们看到他放声大哭啊，个人撕裂外袍。
They could not recognize him, and they started to weep aloud and tore their robe.
他说：“把尘土向天扬起来，落在自己的头上。”
They sprinkled dust on their own heads.
就说没有办法想象，怎么这种事情发生在约伯身上、啊、
？They just could not comprehend such great tragedy would fall on Job.
第十三节
，Verse 13，
他们就同他七天七夜坐在地上，一个人也不向他说句话，因为他极其痛苦。
They sat down on the ground with him for 7 days and 7 nights, and no one said a word to him because they saw how great his suffering was.
这是啊，在说明约伯当时候的痛苦有多大。
This is to describe how great Job was suffering.
他们这四个人就坐在那边七天七夜，没有人敢讲话。
Four of them sat down 7 days, 7 nights, and no one said a word.
我们可不可以想象那是什么样的场面呢
？Can we imagine what kind of situation that was?
七天七夜坐在那边都不没有讲话，就坐在那边大眼瞪小眼呢。
For 7 days, 7 nights, everyone sat down and no one said a word.
没有人敢事先开口了。
No one would dare.Speak.
因为不知道说什么
，They don't know what to say.
一说出来可能就错了
，They might be afraid whatever they say was wrong.
你一开口说话可能就不讲还好，一讲可能反效果、啊。
It's better not to say anything because if you would have said something bad, it caused an adverse reaction.
所以我们说，人在最痛苦的时候就是说不出话来了，不知道怎么说。
We can say that men at their lowest point when they're suffering. It is the hardest to say anything.
到第三章 约伯终于开口了。
In chapter 3, Job finally spoke.
约伯自己说，他第三章第一节开始，他说他 开口咒诅自己的生日。
So the first word he spoke was to curse the day of his birth.
好，约伯开口之后，然后接下来他的三个朋友就开始讲话了。
When Job opened his mouth, his three friends started to speak.
就开始试着要安慰他。
They tried to comfort him.
结果呢，这个三个朋友轮番的跟约伯这样子去分析的。
And his three friends trying to analyze the situation with him.
结果他们朋友不讲话还好，一讲让约伯心里越难过了。
It's better for them not to speak because when they did, it caused more pain to Job.
他们本来是用意很好，想要来安慰他，要为他哀伤的。
They have good intentions and they wanted to sympathize and comfort him.
但是最后，他们所讲的话更伤了约伯的心。
But at the end, the words that they spoke caused more hurt and harm to Job.
我们继续读第三章以后。
If we continue to read chapter 3,
我们就会看到。
We can see.
这三个朋友到最后就控告约伯。
These three friends finally accuse Job.
约伯他本来心情还很平静。
Job initially had a peaceful heart.
他这个三个朋友轮番跟他讲了以后。
After the three friends repeatedly taking turns to speak.
约伯的心就开始不平静了。
Job had a very unsettled in his heart.
他们所讲的话，约伯说：“哦，你们讲的我都知道。”
The words that they spoke, Job says, "I know."
最后约伯给他的这个三个朋友下了一个定论，
so,
就是说给他们这一个提醒呢。
So Job and his three friends came to a final a reminder.
我们现在看第十三章。
Turn to chapter 13.
第十三章。
Chapter 13.
第一节。
Verse 1.
这一切我眼都见过，我耳朵听过，而且明白。
My eyes have seen all this. My ears have heard and understood it.
第二节。
Verse 2.
你们所知道的，我也知道，并非不及你们。
What you know, I also know. I'm not inferior to you.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我真要对全能者说话，我愿与神理论。
But I desire to speak to the Almighty and to argue my case with God.
第四节。
Verse 4.
你们是编造谎言的，都是无用的医生。
You, however, smear me with lies. You are worthless physicians, all of you.
是因为约伯的朋友，他们就一直去。一口咬定约伯你一定犯罪，不是你犯罪，就是你的儿女犯罪，不然就是你的仆人犯罪，你们家一定有罪。
His three friends keep having the accusation of it's either Job's sin or his children's sin or someone in his household's sin.
结果约伯跟他们一讲，他说我没有啊。
And Job reasoned with them and said I did not.
他说你们所讲的这些理由都是谎言。
He said all the reasons you come up are all lies.
就是无用的医生呢。
They're
没有用的医生。
Worthless physicians.
没有对症下还开错药。
And you give the wrong diagnosis.
所以其实约伯他第七层的苦难，最严重的苦难就是他的朋友对他的误会，以及最后给他的这个控告。
The seven suffering that Job had to go through is the accusation of his three friends and towards him.
他的朋友否定约伯在神面前的纯正。
They deny his Job's pure faith in the eyes of God.
是对他人格的一个伤害啊。
This is hurting his integrity.
所以到最后，约伯哈，他话越讲越多。
And at the end, Job spoke more words.
到最后，从第26章开始到31章，连续六章都是约伯的话语。
From chapter 26 to 31, it's all the words of Job.
这些话语，约伯就在讲说他之前是怎么样一个人。
He started to speak what kind of person he was before.
他经过了什么样的苦？
What kind of suffering he went through?
他现在想要跟神做什么？
And what he wants to do with God now?
其实我们说有时候说约伯他很自义啊。我们常常说约伯是很自义的人呢。
We see that Job is very mindful of himself.
其实他这个自义是被他三个朋友逼出来的。
But these are being forced by his three friends.
这是不一样的两个情况。
These are two different situations.
当然，神也是借着这个机会，要让我们明白这里面的道理。
God wanted to use this thing that happened for us to understand.
但圣经里面一直强调，约伯他面对苦难的时候，他不以口犯罪。
But the Bible keep emphasizing that Job did not sin in his words.
那表示说，经过这七件苦难以后
，After all the seven sufferings，
约伯他真的持守住他的纯正。
And Job had hold on to his purity and his truth.
神用这个熬炼，把他在他的生命当中唯一的一个杂质把它除掉。
God has removed the only prick that is in his life.
让他的整个信仰对神的认识更深入，更就是更纯。
That he will be more refined and pure in his faith towards God.
他后来完全认识神的全能。
That he can understand God's Almighty.
接受神绝对的主权。
And to receive the authority and power of God.
经过这个考验以后。
And from these trials.
他最后他说：“我亲眼见到神。”
He can say at the end that my eyes have seen God.
这个亲眼见到神。这就是在神面前的完全。
To truly experience and see God in His own eyes is to
这是他在神面前的完全。
Oh, to be perfect in eyes of God.
所以，我们弟兄姐妹，我们看到这样的一个圣经的记录。
As brother and sister, when we see such a recording in the Bible,
我们今天所经历的都没有像约伯这么苦，这么惨呢。
What we have gone through is not as worse as what Job has gone through.
其实我们都是活在神的恩典底下的。
We're living in the blessings and grace of God.
但是我们的目标是一样的。
But our goal is the same.
要在神面前成为完全人。
To strive to be perfect and upright in
the
eyes of God.
我们要去思想约伯记里面所告诉我们这些道理。
We have to ponder on these teachings in the book of Job.
哦，那我们在每天读经的时候，我们一定要好好的去想一想这整个的来龙去脉。
In our daily Bible reading, we have to see what these chapters tell us.
在我们在读经的时候，有时候要回到第一章、第二章去再重复读当时所发生的事。
We have to go back to chapter 1 and 2 to read what actually happened during those times.
我们最后看哥林多后书第十三章。
Turn to 2 Corinthians.
第十三章。
Chapter 13.
十一节。
Verse 11.
十三章十一节，还有末了的话，愿弟兄们都喜乐，要做完全人，要受安慰，要同心合意，要彼此和睦，如此仁爱和平的神必常与你们同在。哥林多后书十三章十一节。
Chapter 13, verse 11. Finally, brothers, goodbye. Aim for perfection. Listen to my appeal. Be of one mind.Live in peace, and the God of love and peace be with you.
这个是保罗对信徒们的提醒。
These are the reminder of the words of Paul to the members.
我们要喜乐，要做完全人。
To rejoice and to aim for perfection.
在这个苦难当中要受安慰。
To be comforted in the midst of trials.
要能够同心合意，要彼此和睦。
To be of one mind and to live in peace.
他说：“仁爱和平的神要与我们同在。”
And God's love and peace will be with you.
愿主祝福带领我们。
May the Lord continue to guide us.
我们再来唱诗。
Sing hymn.
446首。
446.